All right, welcome back to the Open Hardware and CAD/CAM Dev Room at FOSDEM 26. Next up, we have Julian, who is many, many things, but I think he is most known for his work on the Open Flexure Microscope.
Right. Hi, everyone. So I'm glad to have Beard Mike back again this year. So we gave a talk last year in this room about the Open Flexure Microscope. I thought we'd delve a bit deeper into how we do the documentation, the validation. I'm so glad that people actually turned up for a talk with documentation and validation in the title. You'll also see at the bottom the Humanitarian Technology Trust. So in the last year, we've set up a UK nonprofit so we can push forward a lot of our humanitarian goals for building microscopes. So just for an idea of how much people know, how many people were here at my talk last year? Well, a few people, infinite more. How many people have heard of the Open Flexure Microscope? Nice. How many people have an Open Flexure Microscope? Yeah, pretty good. How many people were too scared to put their hand up? None. Ah, one. Okay, good. So, normally we start with microscopy for everyone. And you start thinking, well, loads of people go, well, does everyone really need a microscope? I don't think everyone needs a microscope. Why would everyone need a microscope? And it's not that it's microscopes for everyone, but microscopy. So while you might not want a microscope, you would be really sad if your local hospital did not have any microscopes. If the people that check your water quality do not have microscopes, it's important that everybody has microscopy available for what is happening in their life. So, particular microscopy is the gold standard for many diagnosis, cancer diagnosis, malaria diagnosis, number of other diseases, and the survival rates are so much higher if you catch it early. So malaria is almost 100% cure rate if you catch it early enough and treat it appropriately. Still 500,000 people die every year from malaria, and that's predominantly children under the age of 5 in sub-Saharan Africa. So here we've got a picture of Dr. Elise. He's got a manual microscope there. He's looking at biopsies, looking for cancer diagnosis. They've got